Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on July 18 regarding Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, Harper, H-A-R-P-E-R. Darrell Harper is a 47-year-old male who reports he was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision at 3321. Appears he was the restrained driver of a truck that was in motion when he was hit from the rear by another truck. Period. He states his neck hit the windshield, and he also injured his shoulder. Brady went to Robert Wood Johnson emergency room the same day. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the left shoulder, but he does not know his final diagnosis. Period. He concluded his course of active treatment in October 2021. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Harper alleged permanent injuries to the left shoulder, neck, and head as a result of the accident on 3321. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 3321. Period. He reported being a lap belt only restrained driver of a box truck when he was rear-ended by a dump truck, which then caused him to hit the car in front of him. Period. The vehicle did not have airbags, and he hit his head on the windshield, causing a stellate pattern in the glass. Period. There was no loss of consciousness. Pretty self-extricated and had been ambulatory ever since. Period. He underwent left shoulder x-rays that showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. CAT scan of the brain was unremarkable. Period. He was then treated and released on Tylenol and Motrin. Period. New paragraph. On 3/12/21, he came under the care of Dr. Richmond, R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D. Period. He still had neck and left shoulder pain. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Richmond diagnosed cervicalgia, comma, left shoulder pain, comma, concussion without loss of consciousness, comma, cervical sprain, comma, bursitis slash tendonitis of the left shoulder, and continued him on conservative care. Period. Corticosteroid injection was instilled, and he was referred for physical therapy. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. He remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI of the left shoulder on 4/22/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Richmond reviewed his results with him on 4/27/21 when another corticosteroid injection was given to the shoulder. Period. Past surgical history was remarkable for a left long finger amputation in 2017, repaired surgically. Period. New paragraph. He submitted to left shoulder surgery on 6/9/21 to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Richmond continued post-operatively. Period. As of his final visit on 11/8/21, Mr. Harper was instructed to complete his prescribed course of physical therapy. Period. He was deemed at maximum medical improvement and discharged from care. Period. Upon exam, flexion actively was 178 degrees and passive flexion was 178 degrees. Comma, external rotation 85 degrees and internal rotation 65 degrees. Period. He had trace impingement. Period. Abnormal strength and sensation. Period. He also cleared the petitioner to work full duty. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder with no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was an amputation of the left middle finger at its distal phalanx, but no other bone or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted left shoulder abduction, but strength was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that section is normal. shoulders, normal spine, cervical. Active flexion and extension with 40 degrees, comma, bilateral side bend and 10 degrees, comma, rotation right 40 degrees and left to 50 degrees. This was on a non-reproducible basis. Paired when distracted, he had full range of motion in all spheres. Paired thoracic is normal. Impressions. Darrell Harper was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision at 3-3-21. But he was seen at the emergency room the same day. X-rays of the left shoulder and CAT scan of the head were unremarkable. Paired, he quickly came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Richmond. Paired, of course, the physical therapy, medication, and injection treatment were rendered. Paired remained symptomatic, so an MRI was done on 4-22-21 to be inserted here. Paired, he underwent surgery on 6-9-21 to be inserted here. Paired physical therapy was rendered postoperatively as well. Paired at his final visit with Dr. Richmond on 11-8-21, Mr. Harper had excellent range of motion and strength. Paired. He was discharged with maximum medical improvement to full duty. Paired. New paragraph. The current exam found him to have full range of motion about the left shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Paired. Resisted left shoulder abduction was mildly reduced by manual muscle testing. Paired provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative. Paired non-reproducible range of motion about the cervical spine. Paired Sperling's maneuver was negative for reticulopathy. Paired he was neurologically intact. Paired new paragraph, this case represents 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Paired there was 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck or head. Period. End.